This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I'm Trey Gowdy.
I'm Jerry Willis.
I'm Bill Hemmer, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, January 10th, 2024. I'm Eben Brown. Is the news you're hearing about Israel's war against Hamas correct? How many times have newspapers and news networks took the word of terrorists? Now someone wants to fact check them.
In some cases, the original false stories and outlets like the New York Times were not even corrected. It was just produced as a separate story, not referencing the fact that the Times had messed it up in the first place.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
What happens when news organizations rush to publish uncorroborated claims from terrorists? There have been more than one occurrence that claims made by Hamas leadership saw instant publication and broadcast in media around the world, from claims of IDF attacks on hospitalized children to charges of genocide. But documentation of Hamas war crimes, from their rape attacks on October 7th to their stockpiling of missiles in UN schools, or their use of tunnel networks, are often met with skepticism from those same groups of journalists. A new organization is hoping to document these, reporting on the reporters themselves.
The 10-7 Project was launched to set the record straight, to make sure that Americans had access to the right information and make sure that disinformation and falsehoods in the press on the war in Gaza were corrected promptly.
The 10-7 Project, as it's called, is an effort of major Jewish organizations, mostly in the U.S., to confront what they say are the false narratives about Israel and about Jews in a time where Jew hatred is rising and where justification is sought for Hamas attacks.
This is a thing where the American legacy media, in many cases, either is willfully putting all the context that they know in the stories, or don't know. One of the two things in many cases, and probably one of the worst problems, is when they do face up to a mistake, it's typically tucked away in an editor's note months later or weeks later. And the correction is not given near the billing that the false story did in the first place. You saw this in when the stories were written about Hamas using a hospital as a terror outpost. U.S. intelligence has verified that independently now on multiple occasions. And in some cases, the original false stories and outlets like the New York Times were not even corrected. It was just produced as a separate story, not referencing the fact that the Times had messed it up in the first place. The Washington Post, has been called out. There was a good story in Jewish Insider recently where the Post had to admit their own errors journalistically in the fact that Israeli hospitals are caring for Palestinian babies during this conflict. But again, they corrected it with an editor's note, and the original sensationalized story that was wrong doesn't get the billing that the correction does months later.
There seems to be, how do you qualify this or characterize this? Because news organizations, these legacy news organizations, whether it is the New York Times or the Washington Post, they are more than one person doing this work. There may be a byline for a reporter, but there's been editors. There have been editors who have assigned the story, editors who helped to edit the copy, editors who then look at the final product before it gets published. And then there's a publisher on the broadcast side of things. There's a similar type of editorial review. The big question is it bias? Is it incompetence? Is it both of these things? Because as you mentioned, the issue about the hospital was, I think, the best example of this. These agencies, these organizations are not shedding the light here. They're not doing their editorial work.
Well, they aren't. And, the Palestinian Health Ministry is run by Hamas, and that is vital context that ought to be in every story where their figures are cited. Hamas is a terrorist organization designated so by every entity in the world that designates terrorist organizations. This is not a thing that only the government of Israel designates them. The United States designates them as a terrorist organization and long has. And so this is it's impossible to understand the number you're being presented without knowing who's presenting it. We also know that the Palestinian Health Ministry and Hamas don't distinguish between civilian casualties and fighters casualties. And so the public here in the United States sometimes gets a different understanding of what those numbers are. And this is not a problem only in the United States. The BBC has been caught uncritically accepting numbers from Hamas on multiple occasions that they've then subsequently had to correct. That's why there is a need for a project that brings these facts to light and makes sure that the public knows the truth and can consult the news they're hearing from the war in its context.
I think the converse has also been well exampled here too, because claims or assertions made by either the Israeli government or the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, have been met with extreme skepticism by some of these same legacy media. The demonstrable use of selective targeting by the IDF at their targets in Gaza, the demonstrable proof of allowing for and even encouraging and even assisting in evacuations of civilians. A lot of this has been ignored or met with skepticism by the very same people who were very quick to promote these claims from the Gaza Health Ministry and others. And it keeps continuing. I think it's fueled a lot of other fires in the realm of anti-Semitism online, which is, I think everyone has been able to tell, it's just grown quite like a cancer.
It has. And, every day there's another place where the IDF discovers a school or a hospital or some facility like that that has been used as a place for a military outpost, either to store weapons, access to the tunnel network. And then also in those cases, they're evacuated. That's because the Israeli government is issuing evacuation orders in advance of those movements against those military posts. And so that's a distinction that's often not made and not kept to the fore in coverage of this. And some of this stuff is just sloppy as well. I mean, the Washington Post ran a story falsely claiming that Doctors Without Borders had accused Israel of deliberately firing on their employees on the ground. But Doctors Without Borders had not made that charge at all. The normal fact-checking process, if it were rigorous, at a place like the Washington Post should be able to catch that. And that's important information that their readers need to know. And all these mistakes seem to be going one direction in the coverage of this war. And I think that's a part of the reason the 10-7 Project exists, is to call that out.
We are speaking with Brad Todd of the 10-7 Project, which aims to correct the record in the misreporting or the false reporting of the Israel-Hamas war. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. So let's talk about who's behind the project. These projects don't happen without funding, without brain power. Who came together to make this a reality?
It's a coalition. It's a group of a broad coalition of a lot of pro-Israel groups. AIPAC, American Israel Public Affairs Committee, the AJC, the Anti-Defamation League, a whole host of groups came together. So to speak with one voice in doing this corrective work and as a service to the American news consumer.
And what will they be doing? It's one thing to say you're fact-checking, but how does that fact-checking look out? There's another group of people who have made it their life business. They've been around for a while to highlight known anti-Semites on social media. They've done great jobs at developing, call them dossiers on these personalities where they document their online activity and present it. What
what will the 10-7 project do? What are the plans?
There's a daily report every day issued with news that corrections of news that is erroneously aired here in the United States, linking to news stories from Israel that are relevant, that are not being told in the United States press. So that daily digest exists. There's an attempt to correct the record with outlets and to provide context where it's not through direct sourcing. So it's really an attempt to elevate the truth as the conflict moves forward.
What type of pushback do you expect to get?
Well, hopefully it'll be corrective. Hopefully news organizations will realize that their coverage, their mistakes are being watched, and the reporters doing it will provide proper context. That's the goal. The goal here is to end up with more accurate news for the American public. And so I want to remain optimistic and say that the correcting the record and calling attention to it is going to result in better coverage.
How would you judge the success? I mean, how will you know it's working? That's probably the big question.
Well, I think, for instance, if we start seeing more news outlets that are accurately describing the actions of the Israeli army and the IDF, and more organizations that properly put in context what Hamas is and provide critique of the propaganda that comes from Hamas, keep the hostages front and center, keep their plight front and center, and keep American news consumers aware of the origins of this conflict that happened on 10-7 when a ceasefire was broken by Hamas. I think that kind of important sort of coverage and background and factual accuracy will be a success.
And where can people find your work? Or did they go to a website? I'm sure there's going to be social media accounts.
Yes, the 10-7 Report does have a website, 10-7 Report. You can find that online, 10-7report.com. And there's an email list you can sign up for as well. And so we look forward to seeing more people are signing up every day.
Brad Todd with the 10-7 Project. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.